Welcome to When Heaven Speaks, the podcast where the volume of the world gets silenced and the voice of God gets amplified. I'm Pastor Zach, and today's word is the missing father, the wandering son. We're going to be in a series for these next few weeks dealing with father, fatherhood, fathering, and knowing our identity. Let's pray. Father, today we ask that you quiet every voice, every distraction, and amplify your truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Speak directly to the hearts of every listener, those who wondered, those who waited, and those who are being raised up to lead. Let healing begin where there's been hurt, and let clarity come where confusion tried to reign. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Have you ever felt like you've been searching for something but couldn't quite name it? Like you're moving but not really know where you're going? That's the ache of the missing father. It's more common than we think. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15, Paul writes, "Though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet you do not have many fathers." This verse hits deep. Because in our world, especially in 2025, we're surrounded by advice, we're surrounded by opinions, online gurus, motivational voices. But what we lack is presence. What we lack is impartation. What we lack is a father's voice. Let me break that down for you today. Instructors inform where fathers impact. See, instructors can teach you what to do. But fathers would show you who you are. It's one thing to receive information. It's another to be formed by love, by wisdom, and by presence. A spiritual father doesn't just give lessons. He gives legacy, actually. With AI, reels, influencers in abundance, men are being formed or informed more than ever. But few are being formed. Impartation cannot come from a screen. It comes from connection. God wants you to connect. He wants you to connect to godly people, to people who have vision that have been given by God. Fatherlessness isn't just absence. It's silence where identity should have been spoken. See, wandering is a symptom of fatherlessness. I think back at the prodigal son, Luke chapter 15. Around verse 17, prodigal son didn't just wander because he was rebellious. He wandered because he was trying to define himself, but watch this, without his father. You see, he asked for his inheritance, and he went to a far distant country to live a life of the way he wanted to live. But in that country would soon meet famine, and that son would connect with people who really did not know who he was. Have you connected with people who don't know who you are and they've given you what they think you should have, but they really don't know where you come from? When men don't know who they are, they start searching for where they belong. And when you follow the story, you've been a part of this podcast anytime, you've heard me minister on this story. That son got assigned a job of feeding the pigs. You may be saying, Pastor Zach, feeding the pigs. Yeah, feeding the pigs, because guess what? He connected to somebody that really didn't know his purpose. We're seeing the impact of this in our communities. Young men drifted, middle-aged men disconnected, older men delusional. Why? Because we've lost the voice that grounded us. We've lost the voice of a father. We've lost the voice, most of all, of our heavenly father. But there is hope. God never stopped being a father, and he's still calling his sons home. Someone hear me today. God is calling you back. He's that father waiting, willing, ready to restore as you repent. Fathers build lanes, not just lessons. I can say that for you. Fathers build lanes, not just lessons. A real father doesn't just point to the road. He walks it with you. Paul didn't just write letters. He raised leaders. Jesus just didn't teach the disciples. He ate with them. He prayed with them. He corrected them and he empowered them. And then in Matthew 28, he sent them to continue the work. This generation is not just hungry for instructions. They're hungry for investment. Real fathers creating safe lanes for purpose to move freely and legacy passed down. Here's my challenge. Who shaped your voice? Who fathered your identity? Like that prodigal son, one day he came to himself and said, I must go back home. He said, I've sinned against heaven. I've sinned against my father. I must go back home. You too must come back home. Now it's time to be that voice for someone else. Walk with someone. Be present. Be intentional. Now it's time for you to let your life be the lane that brings someone home. I want you to make this prophetic declaration after me. Say after me, I'm not lost. Come on, say after me, I am not lost. Say the Father's voice is calling me back, and he's raising me up to lead others home. My friend, you are a son, you are a daughter who's been found. And now you are the fathers, you are the mothers of this generation that this generation has been waiting for. Time to be who God called you to be. Time to come home. Take your rightful position and then lead others back to home. Let us pray. God, I pray today, God, that you heal the ache of wandering. I pray today, God, that you silence the lie that we are fatherless. I pray today, God, that you raise up spiritual fathers, men who will lead with love, speak with life, and walk with the lost until they are found. Let this generation be the generation that the cycle is broken. I pray, God, that someone today will confess Jesus as their Lord and Savior, that they will repent and declare, I am a sinner, but I receive Jesus Christ into my heart, and I will walk with him, and I say yes to him. We pray this prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You were never meant to wander alone. Heaven has assigned a father and now calls you the one. This is When Heaven Speaks, Pastor Zach. Stay tuned. Purpose is being revealed and identity is being restored. See you tomorrow. God blessings.